Hello. It is currently Monday, November 9th. I'm your host, JC. And today we have a couple questions about regrets we would have in life. So my first regret would be me not joining the military. And the reasoning for this is because I, myself, do not really know what I want to do with my life. But I feel as if the military will help me earn successful habits to get where I need to be successful in life. For example, they wake up very, very early. I believe it is around 5 or 6:30 they wake up. They have uniform. But the main reason I would regret not joining the military is not because I'm like very patriotic or anything, but is for the experience. Like, I don't know anything else where you can experience that much by meeting all these different people and going to all these different places and learning all these new skills and trades that you probably won't learn in your day-to-day life. The next regret I would have is not traveling. Specifically, not traveling to Mexico. Now, why Mexico? Mainly just because I feel like it's very different from our culture and how things work there. For example, they have lots and lots of street vendors everywhere you go. And also living in Mexico is fairly cheap. Yeah, so basically in Mexico, great food, culturally very different, and I'm sure great scenery. And another reason I would like to go there is because my dad and my mother traveled through Mexico for, I believe, about a year, and it sounded like they had a very, very good time. Lastly, a very odd regret I would have is to not live in a tree. Now, the thought process behind this was really, it was a joke. But at the same time, monkeys do it, and we're at one point close to monkeys, so I don't see why it would be such a bad idea. Like, they already have places you can live underwater, and I'm sure they have them in trees already, but I feel like it's not as big of a thing. But there are, like, there's restaurants that you can go to under the water, which is, and hotels, I believe, also underwater. So I don't see why they couldn't just do that for a tree. And, like, I don't mean, like, live there, but I could go there for, like a couple days and just, like, experience what it's like to be a monkey and live in a tree. Or just live in a tree for a little bit. Anyways, that concludes this episode, season 1, episode 1 of my podcast. I know it was short and sweet, but that's all great things are. Thank you. For listening. For the boy in the curious incident, I chose question 3, which was, how does the school system work well, and what does it do? What does it need to improve on? So, on page 43, Christopher says, all kids in my school are stupid, but what he really means is that some of them have learning difficulties. This shows that not everyone learned at the same pace and is not capable of learning the same way as everyone else, but in the school system, everyone is forced to learn the same way, and that's why not everyone is a straight A student. Although there is some help for struggling students, I've noticed it is not one-on-one help, but instead a group, which can be overwhelming to students. Christopher, on page 45, also explains that he thinks he is ready to move on to grade A math, which no one at his school has ever done before, and the school is hesitant to let him try it. This proves my point that not everyone learns at the same pace, because clearly Christopher thinks he's ready to move on, but is being held back by the school
and they're representing academics of the other kids at the school who aren't doing as well. But this also proves that the school system is working for Christopher and that he feels confident enough to move to the next level of math.
For the boy in the curious incident,
I chose question number three, which was how does the school system work well and what does it do, what does it need to improve on? So on page 43, Christopher says all kids in my school are stupid, but what he really means is that some of them have learning difficulties. This shows that not everyone learned at the same pace and is not capable of learning the same way as everyone else. But in the school system, everyone is forced to learn the same way, and that's why not everyone is a straight A student. Although there is some help for struggling students, I've noticed it is not one-on-one help, but instead a group, which can be overwhelming to students. Christopher, on page 45, also explains that he thinks he's ready to move on to grade A math, which no one at his school has ever done before, and the school is hesitant to let him try it. This proves my point that not everyone learns at the same pace, because clearly Christopher thinks he's ready to move on, but is being held back by the school and the representing academics of the other kids at the school who aren't doing as well. But this also proves that the school system is working for Christopher and that he feels confident enough to move to the next level of math.